with Book Beat. I'm Don Swaim. When Time magazine hit the stands last June, a picture of Scott Turow was on the front cover. Not quite the man of the year, but for Turow, close enough.
Whether I should or not, I take it as an extraordinary honor.
An act of recognition that must be envied not only in the literary community, but in the legal world, for Scott Turow is a practicing lawyer as well as an enormously successful novelist.
I keep the two worlds apart. You cannot come into my law office and even see a copy of Presumed Innocent.
Presumed Innocent was on the bestseller list for 44 weeks and has sold more than 5 million copies. A movie adaptation of Presumed Innocent was released this summer to good reviews. Scott Turow's most recent novel, The Burden of Proof, was published in a first printing of 800,000 copies and immediately hit the bestseller list. Despite his literary success, Turow says he's assured his law partners in Chicago that he's there to practice law.
When I first was offered a position with the firm in 1986, I indicated that I was going to need some time to finish this novel. They agreed to that readily, so that there are all kinds of people I have to be grateful to.
The hero of The Burden of Proof is lawyer Sandy Stern, who is shaken by the suicide of his wife and the mystery that follows her death. Stern is also confronted by ethical questions as he tries to defend his possibly corrupt brother-in-law.
Questions of quote-unquote goodness and morality are always on the line in the law, and as I've tried to do in The Burden of Proof and before in Presumed Innocent, I try to explore that terrain.
Scott Turow's terrific thriller, The Burden of Proof, was published by Farrar, Straus & Giroux. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The hero of Scott Turow's latest novel, The Burden of Proof, is Sandy Stern. Readers of Turow's earlier novel, Presumed Innocent, will recall that Stern was the lawyer who defended a county prosecutor accused of murdering a woman colleague.
I think of Sandy Stern as the quintessential lawyer, dedicated to his client's interests, dedicated to the law, dedicated to this constant effort to decipher right from wrong.
In The Burden of Proof, Sandy Stern is confronted by a widening mystery that follows his wife's suicide. Stern must also deal with complex legal questions surrounding his apparently corrupt brother-in-law, a trader in commodity futures.
This is an important part of our financial markets that generally is not understood, and so it seemed to me an interesting area for exploration in a novel.
The Burden of Proof is very much a novel about betrayal.
Fidelity of all kinds, to the law, to marriage, to the client, to family, is a theme that's explored repeatedly in The Burden of Proof.
The story is set in a large Midwestern city that springs from Turow's imagination.
Somewhere west of Pittsburgh, north of St. Louis, south of Minneapolis.
With the success of Presumed Innocent, Scott Turow might have abandoned his publisher, Farrar, Straus & Giroux, to seek an even more lucrative contract for his new novel. But Turow is loyal to the prestigious independent publishing house.
I would have to be a fool to go somewhere else just because somebody is dandling more money on the front end.
The Burden approved by Scott Turow is top-flight reading. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For years, Scott Turow had a burning ambition.
By the time I arrived at college, I had pretty much rejected my parents' ambition for me, which was to be a doctor. And I was determined to be a novelist in the grandest of traditions.
Scott Turow was teaching at Stanford and working on a third unpublished novel when he came to a painful decision. He had to make a living.
I thought by dint of sheer hard work, I could turn myself into a great novelist. Instead, it didn't seem that I could be any kind of novelist.
So Turow put his literary aspirations on the back burner and enrolled at Harvard Law School.
Remember when I went to law school, I thought, if I can write one or two good short stories a year, I will have kept myself alive as a writer.
Turow's first year in law school produced a nonfiction book, still in print, called 1L.
1L, which was generously reviewed. Sold about 40,000 copies in hardcover, which still looks to me awfully good for a first book.
After law school, Turow became a prosecutor in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago.
I was very interested in trying cases and being a prosecutor, and I was content to keep the literary ambitions alive, but on the side.
Scott Turow's moonlighting as a writer resulted in an enormously successful novel, Presumed Innocent, and this past June, his most recent book, The Burden of Proof, shot to bestseller status. The Burden of Proof explores the dark side of a family caught up in a criminal investigation. Published by Farrar, Straus & Giroux. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.